Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Ranger Emma, please come in. This is ERHQ 9520. Do you copy? Emma, come in. This is Earth Ranger Lucas calling in from the Earth Ranger Center. Do you read me? Is anyone there? Hello? Hello?
No luck again. I have been trying to get a hold of her for days, but still nothing. It was worth a try anyway. Let me check something real quick. Ah, I found something. According to the International Airport Registry, a Cessna 140 Turbo Pro with the markings ERBSSY is currently parked at the Lukla Airfield in Nepal. That's Emma's plane, Bessie. What? She might be somewhere in the Himalayas? What is she doing all the way there? Let me just check the podcast mailbox. Maybe I'll find some clues there. Whoa! Looks like we have a ton of email coming in. Hey, these are all submissions for the Junior Wildlife Reporter Contest. I can hardly keep up. All right, well, I better head over to the podcast station and get things underway. Hello, Earth Rangers! Since Emma is on some kind of adventure, I'll be your substitute host, Earth Ranger Lucas. Yay! Woo! Maybe I should have practiced that better. Thanks to all of you who have sent in submissions and reports. Let's take a listen. Looks like this first one is from Lily.
Welcome to the Wildest Wilderness Podcast. My name is Lily, and this is the podcast where I take you to the darkest forests and to the deepest seas. In today's episode, we will be talking about orcas. To start off the podcast, let's talk about an orca's habitat. Orcas live in every ocean in the world. It's amazing! They live from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Orcas eat sharks, seals, sea lions, and more. Orcas have a really cool way of hunting. They use echolocation like bats, though for orcas we call it a clickstream. Clickstreams can be used for finding prey, or orcas use it for seeing if an animal is hurt. Mainly they use their clickstream for hunting. Orcas hunt with outstanding speed. They can sprint as fast as 30 miles per hour, and they can dive more than 1,000 feet deep. That's about the height of the Empire State Building. Orcas come in all shapes and sizes, but orcas are the largest animals in the dolphin family. They range in size from 16 to 26 feet. That's about the same size as a Triceratops. It's fun fact time.
Fast facts.
Fast facts.
Fast facts.
Did you know there are over 10 different types of orcas? Did you know orcas have around 45 teeth that are 12 centimeters long? Did you know orcas can't smell? Did you know orcas can sleep with one eye open? And did you know orcas aren't whales? They're dolphins. Hope you learn more about orcas. If you want to learn more, you can look up facts about orcas, or you could read a book called A Whale of the Wild by Roseanne Perry. That's where I got lots of my information from. See you next time on The Wildest Wilderness.
Thanks a lot, Lily. That was a well orca-strated report. Good job. I always wondered why it's called a click train. I guess you could say each click is one car of a long train, which then travels away from the orca in a straight line. Like, you know, a train. All right, looks like we've got another submission here by Eva. Let's check it out.
Hi, I'm Ultra Ranger Eva, and I'm here with my junior wildlife report. Did you know that some narwhals' tusks can grow up to 10 feet? Some narwhals even have two tusks. Where they live in the Arctic, of Canada, Greenland, etc. Before we continue, let's us play a little game. Allow me to introduce True or False.
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 So I'm going to give you a fact, and you have to say if it's true or if it's false. All narwhals have tusks. If you guessed false, you're correct. Anyway, back to the facts.
Earth Rangers!
Narwhals can dive about a mile deep. Well, I wouldn't want to compete with them in a swimming competition. Narwhals change color as they age. And, as I stated before, not all narwhals have horns. Well, really tusks. So, let's all raise our cups, or horns, to the narwhal. This is Earth Ranger Eva signing off.
Well, well, well. Those are some pretty intriguing facts about narwhals, Eva. That's two of my favorite marine mammals back to back. Thanks so much for sharing. Who's next? Ah, here we go.
Hi, Earth Rangers. My name is Earth Ranger Lily, and I live in Taos City, California. Welcome to, drumroll please, Lily's Wildlife Reports. I'm going to be talking about bats, but before we get all cozy with that, let's start off with a Mythbuster. Here's our Mythbuster for today. All bats have rabies. Here's the truth. Most bats don't have rabies. Only about 6% carry it. That's like, out of 100 bats, only 6 have it. Most people still think that. Back to more bats. Let's kick things off with facts about bats. Fact number one. Bats live more than 30 years. Bats eat up to 1,200 mosquitoes an hour. Baby bats are called pups. Aww. This proves how amazing bats are. My favorite animal is a bumblebee bat. This species only lives in Thailand. Bumblebee bats are the size of your thumbnail. That is so small. If you are a big fan of bats like me, you can do research on them. Figure out what their favorite foods are, and you can make like a bat feeder and hang it by your house or in the forest. Most of the bats in the United States and Canada are endangered. Endangered is a pretty bad cycle, so we need to save those bats. Let's do everything we can to help out bats before time runs out. Bye, Earth Rangers!
Thanks for the interesting report, Lily. And who knew bumblebee bats were so tiny? That's wild! And it's true that some bats have really long lifespans. Typically for most bats in the wild, it's around 20 years or less. But some species, like the brant bat, have lifespans exceeding 40 years. Pretty awesome. Okay, well, I think that's all we have time for today. I better jump back on the radio and see if we can get through to Emma. Don't forget, you still have time to send in your own reports for a chance to win an amazing prize pack. Just go to www.earthrangers.com/podcast and click on the Send Us a Message button to record your submission. I'll be checking the mailbox every other week from now on. Until next time, goodbye. No, wait, I mean, keep on ranging.
Earth Rangers.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty Narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.